You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Bharat Heavy Electrical Limited posted a decline of 25.6% year-on-year in its consolidated net profit for the fourth quarter of FY24. The company reported a net profit of ₹489.62 crore against ₹658.02 crore reported in the same quarter of the corresponding year. However, the state-owned power generation equipment manufacturer experienced a marginal increase of 0.4% in its revenue from the operation, as the company's revenue from operations stood at ₹8,260.25 crore in Q4 FY24 against ₹8,226.99 crore recorded in the same quarter of FY23. BHEL's EBITDA fell by 30.6% to ₹727.9 crore in Q4 FY24 against ₹1,049 crore in the same quarter of the previous year. Next up, SpiceJet will seek a refund of ₹450 crore out of the ₹730 crore it had previously paid to former promoter Kalanidhi Maran and his firm, KAL Airways, following the Delhi High Court's order on May 17. On May 17, the division bench of the Delhi High Court ruled in favour of SpiceJet and its promoter Ajay Singh in the long-standing share transfer case against Kalanidhi Maran and his firm, KAL Airways. This ruling overturns a previous decision by a single judge bench, positioning SpiceJet to claim a substantial refund based on legal advice. SpiceJet has paid a total of ₹730 crore, comprising ₹580 crore in principal, along with an additional ₹150 crore towards interest to Maran and KAL Airways. Moving on, 197 Communications Limited, the parent company of Paytm, on Wednesday recorded a net loss of ₹549.60 crore during the fourth quarter of FY24, posting a 3.2x jump from Q4 FY23 when it had posted a loss of ₹168.40 crore. The company posted revenue from operations at 2,267.10 crore, down 2.9% on year as against ₹2,334.50 crore during the corresponding quarter of previous fiscal year. The company said in a filing, quote, "Our Q4 FY2024 results were impacted by temporary disruption on account of UPI transition, etc., and permanent disruption because of the PPBL embargo. Our contribution margin was 57% including UPI incentives and 51% excluding UPI incentives," end quote. In other news, the Bangalore International Airport Limited (BIAL) has reversed its decision to charge a fee for private and commercial vehicles entering the arrival area of Kempegowda International Airport in Bengaluru after a backlash from taxi operators and passengers. According to BIAL officials, the arrival lane charges for all vehicles have been revoked and are currently under review by the concerned authorities. The reversal came after the Karnataka Cab Drivers Association, led by Narayanaswamy, protested the new entry fees. BIAL had imposed a ₹150 fee for commercial vehicles like Ola and Uber for up to 7 minutes, with ₹300 charge for stays beyond 7 minutes. Private vehicles would be charged ₹150 for stays between 7 and 14 minutes. Up next, invite-only networking and fundraising platform for startups Scope, which launched its $45 million venture capital fund in December last year, is now looking to set up an angel fund for early-stage startups in the country. In an interaction with FE Aspire, Scope's founder and CEO, Apala Saikiran, said, "The new fund modeled on the concept of Village Global, an early-stage venture firm with a network of 400 founders globally, such as Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Michael Dell, etc., will likely come up by October this year. The new angel fund, with a corpus of around $15 million, will invest in startups across sectors, akin to syndicate funds involving a group of investors that pool capital to invest into deals." In another development, Singapore Airlines CEO Goh Choon Phong issued a public apology on Wednesday, May 22nd, following a tragic incident where severe turbulence on a flight from London to Singapore resulted in one passenger's death and injuries to over 70 others. In a heartfelt video message, Phong expressed deep regret for the traumatic experience endured by everyone on board flight SQ321. He said, quote, "On behalf of Singapore Airlines, I would like to express my deepest condolences to the family and loved ones of the deceased. We are very sorry for the traumatic experience that everyone on board SQ321 went through," end quote. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices ended Wednesday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 68.74 points, or 0.31% to settle at 22,597.80, while the BSE Sensex jumped 267.75 points, or 0.75% to 74,221.06. The broader indices ended in the positive territory, with gain led by large cap and mid cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended lower by 266.25 points or 0.55% to settle at 47,781.95. Realty and FMCG stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while metal and financial services stocks shed. Shares of Hindustan Zinc, primarily owned by Vedanta, rose another 7% during the day, marking gains for the sixth consecutive day. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.